Welcome back into Lexington Stories, Lore, and More. I'm Alan Lytle, joined by Fiona Young-Brown. She is the author of Secret Lexington, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure, available through Reedy Press. Hello again, Fiona.
Hello again, Alan.
Talk about your Derby weekend. Was it everything you hoped it would be?
I kind of forgot it was Derby. I have never been to a Derby. And actually have no plans to, because the thought of being in the infield and all those people just kind of icks me out. But actually this year I was sick as well. So my husband got to go to Derby parties and I lay home on the couch reading. And then at one point quickly remembered it was the Derby. So kind of quickly got online to see what was going on.
And were you getting these increasingly, how are you doing texts, or did he completely forget you?
He forgot me. I was gone.
Having too much fun, I suppose. Well, I digress. Today, we are going to take our show out into the great outdoors in Lexington. I always liked going to school and in the spring, late spring, because we're going to have class outside. Well, today, we're going to have our podcast squarely outside, because we're going to be talking about some of the great places in our town where you can enjoy nature, get your steps in if you're into the fitness craze, and just enjoy yourself, like forest bathing, if you will. So what's number one on our list?
Okay. Well, I kind of feel as if number one right now, get this in before the end of May, is Gatton Park and the Peonies, which I admit I still have not been to. Oh. I've been to Gatton Park, but I have not yet been to see the Peonies in the evening.
They are quite striking, I should say.
I've been by during the day, and they look impressive during daylight, so I can only imagine that at night when they are lit up and so
on. Even better at night.
And we went at Christmas and saw the Christmas tree and so on, so it is a great space for that kind of, you know, art installation.
Yeah, and Gatton fills a specific role that they claim was missing from the downtown landscape. And I tend to agree with them. A central gathering spot where you're surrounded by art, beauty, modern accoutrements, if you will, and a performance venue that will be used a lot more extensively this summer.
And that I've heard is quite an impressive performance venue as well. Friends I know who've been to see act there have said it is a really good space. But I agree with you, there are a couple of small parks downtown, but this actually feels like an outdoor space. You know, you can go, you can sit, read, the kids can play, and so on.
As we mentioned, we have the giant horse that's there now, too.
There is.
A giant blue horse, which you have not seen yet either.
I did see that the other day. After we mentioned that last month, I was like, there's a blue horse. I must go see this. So
look,
there
a
I
horse.
Went.
That's horse. A callback. That's a callback to our last episode. Wow, there's a horse, and there's a horse, and there's a horse. Wow, it's horse mania.
That's why I can't go to the Derby. I'd just be sitting there yelling horse all the time.
So it's not a really large area, but you can, again, get your steps in walking around and, mm-hmm. and enjoying yourself and nature and being around with people. Sometimes, though, we like to kind of get away from it all and, you know, kind of send ourselves to wide open spaces. So where would that be in Lexington?
For me, I mean, my top choice would be Raven Run. I absolutely love Raven Run. And also have to admit that during the COVID pandemic, you know, when they opened it up that you could get little hiking slots to go out there, that was a great place. I love going out during the week. At weekends, when the weather's good, it can get very busy. That parking lot can get pretty full. But it's great to go out there during the week. There aren't as many people. There are a bunch of different trails. There's a bunch of work always going on there. There's a new nature center being completed. There's a new wetland area being done. There's also now the track chair.
Yes, the track chair.
People with disabilities that allows them to go around some of the trails as well. So it's a great place. There's nature, there's history, there's peace and quiet.
And do we know the history of Raven Run?
We do, and I actually, full disclosure, I am on the advisory committee for Raven Run, so, you know.
Well, you better know about it then.
So I kind of, you know, like to give it a good shout out. It's actually, I mean, it's a surprising place with a lot more history than people realize. I mean, and as you go around it, you kind of find odd little historical bits that you never realized were there. You know, there's a couple of gravestones. There's actually a burial ground up in one area. There's a big historic house. You know, there's a whole lot of stuff. There's the old grist mill and so on. So it's a fascinating place. And actually, they are getting ready, from what I understand, to put an exhibition in the Nature Center about the a bit more of the history of the place, but also about the indigenous peoples that lived there, what some of the archaeological digs have found over the years and so on. So it really does cover a huge range of history because you've got Revolutionary War veterans linked to the cemetery, obviously the indigenous peoples before that. Now you've got, it's a nature sanctuary, but you've also got, there's a sort of farming project there as well. It's got a little bit of everything for everyone.
How do people get to Raven Run? If they've never been, how do they get there?
It is down, now let me see, I've got to actually remember the names of roads here. If you go down Old Richmond Road and turn onto Jack's Creek, that sounds familiar. It's Jack's Creek, Jack's Pike, something like that. You can follow the signs once you get down there. There is a parking lot. Please be aware, dogs are not allowed.
You learn that the hard way?
About the dogs? No, we've never taken ours there, but you still get, you always get people trying to show up and take them in, and it really, it disturbs the deer and the wildlife and so on. So please leave Fido at home for this one. But there's a parking lot. Then you've got a visitor center. As I said, a bunch of different trails, depending on how far you want to walk. You can, obviously the most popular one is the one that goes down to the overlook on the river, with some great views of the Kentucky River and the Palisades. But you've got wildflower meadows, you've got easier trails, whatever you want.
And I think on New Year's Day, correct me if I'm wrong, but a lot of people start their day, New Year's Day, on a hike or a walk there, mm-hmm, at Raven Run.
I know, mad fools. That seems a little bit excessive, but okay, if they want to do that. There's also a run in, I think, usually October, and it's one of those things that, you know, weather permitting, because it's always a tricky time of year, so, but sign up in advance, get your t-shirts, and go run some of the trails, or walk, you know, we're not fussy.
So that one offers a little bit of everything, mm-hmm, for everybody. Another one that comes to my mind in that regard, and maybe to a lesser extent in terms of amenities, if you will, would probably be the Arboretum over on Alumni Drive.
That's a great place to go and walk. I mean, that's kind of a space not far from downtown in the heart of campus, and it's kind of a space for everyone. It really is. You go there, you get walkers. When the weather's good, you get students studying for exams, you get picnics, you get all the graduation and engagement photo shoots. There's the kids' garden. That one is dog-friendly, so it's a great space. I absolutely love it. Also, as you're walking around, what I like is the different bits of landscape where they'll have the signs and so on explaining how this relates to a specific part of a Kentucky landscape and so on.
I confess that during COVID, that was my go-to. That was just a place where you could just sort of, you know, walk the track and step away from all of the turmoil that was going on inside and frankly outside. And it was I kind of viewed it as my sanctuary. You know?
I can definitely see that. And it's kind of amazing once you get in there to remember that you're really not that far from Nicholasville Road, Alumni Drive, all of those crazy spots. But once you're in there, you're in a beautiful, tranquil, peaceful place.
Some people get married there, too.
They do, yep. They get married. There's engagements, like I said. I've seen Tai Chi classes. All of the graduation pics, which I'm sure will be coming up soon. So over the next few weekends, I expect to see lots of people in caps and gowns there.
And if you do go, it takes a little bit of time to visit the 5191 Memorial
yes.
there.
Mm-hmm.
It's stirring, very contemplative.
Yeah, it's definitely a moving piece of art for anyone who was here in Lexington at that time and so knows about the story behind it and so on. And it's a beautiful piece of artwork as well. I think it's a beautiful tribute to everyone who lost their lives.
Moving on, what would be your next one on your list?
This is one that I actually amazingly only discovered just before the pandemic, McConnell Springs.
Ah, yes.
And I think it's one of those places, because of where it is, I had never found it. You know, I'd always heard about it, and whenever I'd gone looking, I thought, there's a quarry over there, there's a bunch of industrial stuff, there's no way. There's a park behind there. There's no way.
It used to be a dump. That's the thing. It used to be a dump.
And then one day I decided I was actually going to follow the trails and find it. And you said how the Arboretum kind of became your place.
Yes, that was my
during
go-to.
COVID.
Yes.
Mine was McConnell Springs. I'd quickly go online as soon as there were any available spots. And it's another odd little space because you get inside and you have no idea that there's all of that industry around it. It's a fairly small place to wander around, but it's great, you know, if you're working downtown or something, if you just want to get away for a bit, go for a walk. Again, there's some interesting historical things there. There's the giant bur oak in there, which seems to be held up by an impressive array of scaffolding and hoping for the best. There's the blue holes and the boiling holes and so on. That kind of little. You're looking at me as if you have no idea whether I'm discussing.
I can't say that I've ever seen
condition.
That. No.
No, it's a series of pools and little water outlets down there that are interesting from a geological perspective. But yeah, again, it's a nice little place.
And McConnell Springs is basically the birthplace of Lexington.
Yes.
And they, every year, we're coming up on it. I think it's a weekend in the middle of May. They do Founders Day at McConnell Springs.
They do. So, yeah, everyone, you know, is always wondering where Lexington or where it exactly was. But apparently it was down in that little bit of McConnell Springs where it was decided this will be, this is what we have, and now here we are.
And now here we are. That's right. 251 years later.
Yes, indeed.
Those are great places to just sort of get away from it all, with your friends and neighbors, of course.
Mm-hmm.
What about another one?
Oh, let's see. I mean, there's a lot to choose from. We should point out that Lexington actually has a huge number of parks. Compared to some cities I've lived in where you're like, here's your three, your choice. I think I read that Lexington has something like over 100 public parks. So you've really kind of got no excuse for not finding some green space somewhere. And some of those are very, very small little patches, but others are really pretty big and impressive.
Jacobson,
Shillitoe.
Masterson Station.
Yeah, there's
a,
yep.
Yeah, there are, and they're all over town as mm-hmm. well, too. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, Jacobson in the summer has the movie nights for families. Masterson Station has the sheepdog competition in the summer. It has a wool and yarn fest. I mean, there's a bunch of different Crave, I believe,
Crave,
happens
yes.
out there now. So there's a bunch of festivals there as well. Woodland, another one close to downtown. If you do have your dogs and they're upset that they can't go anywhere else, at the end of the season, you can always take them to the dog swim at Woodland.
That's right.
Which is quite an event.
You speak as if you have some experience there.
We went there a couple of years when we got our previous dogs. Our current dogs, we wouldn't even try. They dislike water. They really don't like being around other dogs. What at the end of the summer season, before they close the pool for the whole season, the last weekend, it is open for dogs. For anyone not familiar with this, and you buy your ticket and it raises money for the local Humane Society and so on. It's a great cause. It's a great event if your dogs like water. I mean, be prepared for several hundred dogs and it's just mayhem. There's splashing, there's barking and so on. The first year we took our dogs, we discovered that we had the only two dogs there that didn't want to be in the water. We tried putting them in one of the pools. They quickly got out and found the muddiest spot they could. We had the only dogs.
As dogs do. Yeah.
We had the only dogs that went home dirtier than they arrived. We tried going into the water with them, thinking that that might ease them a little bit. And one of them clawed its way up my leg until it was sitting on my shoulder. So,
ouch.
But if your dogs like water, then it's a crazy day of mayhem and fun that they will love. And even the rest of the year, there's still plenty to do at Woodland. About 100 years ago, that was kind of the place to hang out, to wander around, to promenade and so on. It was one of, I think it was the city's first public park, or definitely one of the first.
Yeah.
And so there were tennis courts, there's a pool, but there were also a lot of shows, I realize, taking place in Woodland Park. This was the place where if you wanted to get up on your little political soapbox, you could go there and find a spot under a tree and so on. So it was kind of the happening place.
And it's still happening. I mean, they have the little performance area, the gazebo, the Woodland Art Fair takes place there. Once a year.
Which is a huge, huge event.
Yeah, and Shakespeare in the Park, too, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is probably the top one for central gathering spot more than 100 years old, because Gatton Park is just like a year and a half.
So old. You know?
Yeah, exactly. but these are great places to enjoy yourself in the great outdoors, and that's really what we're talking about today on this episode of Lexington Stories, Lore, and More. And download us when you get a chance. It's just a real quick plug. What about some other?
Okay, let's see. If we're looking at history, then we've got to do Gratz Park.
Gratz Park, yes, in Transylvania, in that area, yes, near Transylvania University, as a matter of fact.
Which is just, I mean, it's just a stunning little area. And even if you can't afford one of the houses overlooking it, which I think most of us can't, but it's still a nice spot to walk, browse, sit, read. You've got the Carnegie Center at one end. You've got Morrison Hall at the other end. You've got the James Lane Allen little fountain, and it's just an absolutely beautiful spot.
Great place to just walk around, walk on the sidewalks and just take it all in.
Yep, wander up there if you're working downtown, wander along there during your lunch break or something and get a little bit of peace and quiet and nature.
And what I love about Transylvania in that area over there in Gratz Park is the history. There's so much history over there.
It is. It's also a because of that history, you know, you've got those incredible houses on the corners, the Bodley Bullock and the Hunt Morgan and so on, which also means it's a great place in the Halloween season. You'll always find little ghost walks going on, pointing out some of the haunty spots around there as well.
Yeah. And
which always makes it fun.
I think we, you know, if we're talking about callbacks, I think we actually did an entire Halloween and walking way back in October.
Yep.
Okay, so there's all kinds of great places around Lexington to sort of just get out, enjoy yourself. There are also great places to dine and in sort of the great outdoors.
Ooh,
as well.
Now you're...
And the first one that comes to my mind is the Kentucky Native Cafe.
Yes, which is kind of, it's surprising how many people still don't know about it or know it's there. And it does, I have to point it, give it a shout out because it does so many great literary
Absolutely.
Events as well. The last Monday of the month, you can go along, get your beer or your cocktail, some appetizers, and listen to some local writers sharing their stuff.
All right. Where is Kentucky Native Cafe?
Does it count as High Street? Oh, I get all of those.
Yes, it's off High Street, in fact, and it's just tucked away, and you wouldn't even know that it's there.
Yeah. I think, I think that's why so many people don't realize. Because, you know, when you think of all the traffic, cars and pedestrian that goes along there every day, but it's actually very easy to just not notice it.
There have been recently a concept called forest bathing.
Mm-hmm.
So where would a person who's decided, I need to do some forest bathing around Lexington, where would they go for that?
Ooh, good question. I think now, obviously, I mean, you know, Raven Run we'd mentioned. Now, if you wanted to do, I'm not sure if they do guided forest bathing, but they really should. There's a private nature sanctuary in town, or in Fayette County, that very few people know about, called Flora Cliff. And that is right down on the Kentucky River, in the same kind of region as Raven Run, if you look at it on a map. It is only accessible for events, but those events include guided walks, sunset walks when the, every month, bird watching walks, wildflowers, creative writing, and so on. And each walk is just a small group of you with a guide showing you some of the nature in there. And I would say if they don't do a forest bathing one, they definitely need to. So if any of them are listening, or when I see you next week, I will remind you, forest bathing is what you should be doing. I'm trying to think of other places. I mean, honestly, Lexington Cemetery is a great place to just go walking among the trees. It's not exactly forest bathing as such, but
you are surrounded by nature and no one's talking.
Yes.
If they are.
If they are, then.
But yes, it's very picturesque. It's very lovely.
And I always, you know, I'm one of those people that has always enjoyed walking through cemeteries and burial grounds. And again, they're very peaceful places. And Lexington Cemetery, with its cherry blossoms and its gardens and so on, really is one of the ones. I know in the spring you always see everyone quickly asking online, are the cherry blossoms out yet? Is now a good time to go?
It's kind of a thing.
It is.
You know, and the point of this podcast is that there are many, many spots all over Lexington. If you haven't explored them yet, if you're kind of new to our city, well, you know, use this as a guide. And if you have been here for a very, very long time, use this as a reminder of all the different places that you could go when you have a couple of hours to kill.
Definitely. And I should also give a shout out to two other places in town that we really should. Ashland, the Henry Clay Estate, which
yes.
does have some beautiful gardens. The Peony Garden at the moment is particularly popular. And obviously in the fall, you've got all the golden ginkgo trees nearby. Plus for dining outside, the Ginkgo Cafe on their site, if it's not open yet, it should be within the next few weeks. So that's another good one to go and wander. And the one thing we haven't mentioned is getting on the water. Because
oh,
we
yes.
do now have a park with water access down at Kelly's Landing. So,
and that's a first, really.
It is. It's an odd thing to realize that there's actually, or until this, there was no access to the Kentucky River from Fayette County. But now you can go down there. It's got some great walks, nature and birding and so on. But also you can take your boat and hop off on the river for a lazy afternoon.
And this just recently opened, maybe, what, a couple of years ago?
Last year it opened. It's still undergoing some kind of work. You know, at the moment it's still very basic in terms of there's the boat ramp and a few trails and so on. But hopefully a few more facilities are going to be added in the coming years. But for now, it's got birds, it's got nature, it's got a place to take your boat, and it's just along the road from Proud Mary's Barbecue as well. So, I mean, you know, what else do you need for a Sunday afternoon?
Yeah. And I understand there are some places that you can ride your horse in Lexington as well.
Of course. I mean, this is Lexington. I mean, I'm
look, there's
I'm not entirely unconvinced that you can't just ride your horse anywhere and then make an argument for
no
it.
No law against it, I'm sure. Yeah.
But Heisel Park out on off of in the Bryan Station Hume Road area is a former farm that is now it's kept very much as kind of a wild natural area as opposed to sort of what we typically think of as a park. You know, there are a few mowed trails, but that's it. You're not going to find a children's playground area and so on. But there are stables out there, so a lot of people can take their horses. It's a great place for walking again because those trails are kind of a little more natural. There's also an archery range out there, so if you're walking,
duck,
don't go near the archery range would be my advice. But yeah, that's another one that kind of often flies under the radar. And it is just some farm property that I think when the owners died, they left it to the city. And so now it's another of our natural areas.
Well, I mean, we got the entire summer to explore the great outdoors. And hopefully we've given our listeners, you know, a list to sort of check off. If mm-hmm. you've never been to this place, well, you know, make it a priority this year. If you have and it's been a while, put those shoes back on and get out there and enjoy yourself.
There you go. Or if you really want to challenge yourself, you could get a list of all of the parks in Lexington. And
yes.
You've got to visit all of them.
Well, and let's see.
I will parks. Let you take care of that.
You could go to the Lexington Parks website and just see all of the different locations and all of the different programs that they sponsor. It's just an incredible amount of programs there.
They do a huge number of programs throughout the year, especially in the summer while the kids are out of school and so on. But yeah, I mean, from sports and activities, if you're interested in learning more about nature or bugs or salamanders and so on, all of those. I should also point out the Parks and Rec website also has a great little place where you can check on any updates that are being done at any of the parks. So you don't have to drive along to one and then find it's closed because the parking lot is being resurfaced or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's a good place to check before you do go.
And, you know, since gas prices are now sky high, you certainly don't want to waste one moment burning gasoline that,
exactly.
that you could save, you know. So I think one tank trips are going to be much more popular this summer as an aside. But, you know, it's even better if you're just out on foot or bicycling through our many trails as well.
There you go. You could also bicycle along the
Legacy Trail?
Thank you.
Yay!
Yes. My brain had gone blank. I was like, horse park. It goes. You can take the Legacy Trail all the way out to the horse park from downtown. And I've walked parts of it. And one day I have this, you know, I keep telling myself that one day I'll just walk the whole thing. And
wow. That would be quite the undertaking.
Because I do enjoy.
I mean, because it starts in downtown on the east mm-hmm. side there.
Near the Isaac Murphy
Garden. Murphy Art Memorial Art
mm-hmm.
Garden. And
yes.
You can take it walk all the way to the Kentucky Horse Park.
There you go.
And back.
If you want. Or just call an Uber from the other end.
Yeah, that's what
call a friend.
And you know, the Legacy is just one of many trails in Lexington that you can explore as well.
Yep. There's also the Brighton Place Trail over on the other side of town. And of course, you know, just if you want something shorter than one of the trails we've mentioned in the various parks, the Arboretum has some great little trails.
And the Town Branch Trail
yes.
that goes now through downtown Lexington as well. So there, really, no excuse not to get out there and explore, you know, weather permitting, of course. But, you know, we're going to have some longer days ahead, and there's more time, hopefully, for you to explore some of the great things that make Lexington the greatest city in the world, if you really want to talk about it that way.
I expect to see all of those trails packed this summer with listeners that are now lacing up their shoes and getting out there.
And a lot of these natural areas that we've been talking about, some of them can be found in your book, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. Of course, Secret Lexington
Secret
comes
Lexington.
Before that. But A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure.
They can. And so not only can you go for a walk, you can take a book, you can read the book as you're going, you can learn about the things you're seeing. It's just an educational, natural exercise, health package all in one. I had no idea I was creating something so incredible.
Consider this book your compendium to this this podcast that you're listening to right now. Now, how much would you pay?
Even just sitting outdoors and reading, get your vitamin D, get your dose of fresh air, and you will feel so much better for it.
Well, that will wrap it up for this edition of Lexington Stories, Lore, and More. I'm Alan Lytle. She is Fiona Young-Brown. And yes, she is the author of Secret Lexington, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. Thank you for joining us again today.
Thank you.
And we will see you again very soon.